Marty and I were talking about a statistic the other day. We were having a discussion in our conference room. You have a conference room in your house, don't you? Ours has one of these nice porcelain things in it. It seems to be, I mean, we have this big house, but we have all these conferences in the bathroom. That's where we talk. And we were talking about the fact, Marty brought up a statistic to me that I hadn't heard it put exactly this way. But for the majority of people in the United States, if they graduate high school, they will never read another book. If they go on to college and graduate college, they will never read another book. If they go on and get a master's or doctorate degree, after they have completed those degrees, everybody, they will never read another book. And it just blows me away. I've been speaking now for over 20 years on Sundays. For over 20 years, I've been speaking. I have been at churches. I told you I was at one church for almost 2 years. When I started, there were six people. When I left, there were six people. And I went to another church that was 97 people. And when I left, there was 300 people. And now my influence with people is more on the internet and through my books and things like that, and speaking, and I travel and do a lot of speaking. I say all this to say that there are people who take what I and others say and apply it, and they completely change their lives in a positive way. And it blows me away. Sometimes I have given talks, you know, like a 3 or 4 week series or something like that. And I thought, you know, this is pretty good. And I'm giving it all I got and everything like that. And at the end of it, somebody comes up and says, you know what? I have been applying everything you've said. And this has happened. And this has happened. And this has happened. And I was like, really? Wow. And then I always think, why am I surprised that someone's actually applying it? When I was 16, I got my very first job. I worked at the watering hole, they called it that, the watering hole at the S&S cafeteria in Columbia, South Carolina. The reason it was called the watering hole was it was the biggest cafeteria in the city, and it was where everybody got their water and their drinks and their coffee, and we would serve 90 people every 15 minutes on a Sunday. And so we were just cranking it, and I loved it because I'm just filling glasses, you know, and the time went like this. And one day, my manager told me to go back and to get something from the supply room. So I went back to the supply room, and there was a man there working who I'd never seen before. And so I asked him what for something, and he started doing all this kind of stuff at me. And I told him what I wanted, and he did all this again. And I went, he's deaf. And so I wrote down what I wanted and gave it to him, and he was, gave it to me. I then went home and I looked up deafness in the Encyclopedia Britannica, I mean the World Book, just because I was curious. And I saw that there was an alphabet, and that's what he was trying to communicate with me. And I decided to learn the alphabet. It took about a day and a half. That was it, just playing around with it. I still know it. And I could communicate with him. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to impress anybody. I'm saying this because I don't understand people who don't. And if you're a don't be a don't anymore. Whatever it is in your life, there are people out there who want to teach you and help you get it. That's just the way it is. We are here to give and to serve. And there are people who want to help you and want you to get it and want you to get whatever you want. But most people come up with excuses. They come up with rationalizations, rational lies. They tell themselves rational lies. I can believe this and get everybody else to believe it. Let's put up, I want to share something with you. I posted on Facebook. Do any of you have a Facebook that you post for your business or anything like that? Any of you besides me? Let me let you in on a little secret. Facebook's algorithm nowadays, surely by the glut of what is being produced by all of us, if you think about it, we're all our own little TV and TV stations and newspapers now. But we don't just have one edition. We're going all day. And so Facebook's algorithm cuts out 97% of your subscribers. I have almost 40,000 fans. It cuts out 97%. But if you get enough likes, comments, and shares, then they start to expose you to other people. It's like, hey, you got a pretty good program going, whatever you're doing, we'll start to show you it to more people. But if people start to like and comment and share it, Facebook will continue to let more people see it. Well, since 97% of people don't see any particular post, repost. Just keep reposting, because they found that the people who see it again like it even more the second time. It's really weird. They actually like it more the second time. They've surveyed people. So repost it. Well, this is one of my greatest hits. This came to me one day. This came to me one day when I was sitting there, because I try to post 4 times a day. That's the magic number on Facebook. So to always keep my fan base growing. So I had to come up with something, and I started thinking about this idea about how over all these years of speaking, some people just blow me away with what they do, and other people either got the same old problem 10 years later, or they traded it in on 10 different problems, one a year, but they haven't gone any further. And as I shared last week, you need to, or 2 weeks ago, you need to want something. It is in our innate DNA to want, to strive. We are happiest when we're striving. Because if you get down to it, what most of us strive to do is to make the world better for other people. So it's a good thing. Well, so this was one I put together, and to me, I thought this just kind of said it all. Number one, accept where you are. Number two, decide where you want to go. Number three, get started. Number four, get directions along the way. Number five, don't stop until you get there. It's really just that easy. Quoted by Will Bowen. That's another thing. Brendan Burchard taught me that. It's like, don't wait for other people to quote you. Quote yourself. Let them spread it around. So that's what I did. Well, I've put this up and it gets 40 shares, 50 shares, 90 shares, 400 or 500 shares. And it's really become very popular. The other day I was busy, so I was like, I'll pull out a greatest hit and rerun it, because people who've seen it before, what? Like it more the second time, and 97% of the people haven't seen it anyway. So I rerun this. Well, I'm sitting in the conference room reading comments on Facebook, and y'all just fill in what you want. And this guy from Germany blasts me about this post. I mean, not a little ha-ha, because I get some ribbing because I'm the complaint-free guy. You know, people love to tease me, and I get that. But this guy calls what I wrote garbage. He said, this is one of those ideas like anyone can play in the NFL, the NHL, and he lists the NBA. I mean, he goes on and on and on. And it's complete garbage, and it's fed to people to just sucker them in and get their money. And I just said, wow. And that was my response was, wow, I am really sad for you that you believe that. That must be the reality that you live in. His response was, 7 out of 10 people will be out of their jobs within the next 10 years, 80% of blah, blah, blah. And he just goes on and on with all these stats. And I said, you have got all the stats to justify a lousy life. Congratulations. And I mean that. I ended up banning the guy from my page because he started getting a little more graphic in his things he wanted me to do, that which were anatomically incorrect. Anyway, I wanted to share this because I love doing what I do. I love reading and sharing and teaching. That's what I do. I read all the time. I share. I write. I love doing what I do. Marty says I'm like a filter. I filter out all the stuff and make it a lot easier, you know, because I love reading complex books and things like that. But I want to ask you, are you one of those people who just keeps living life over and over again, or are you expanding into new territory? It's the only way to be happy. They've proven that. It's the only way to be happy. You've got to be trying new things. You've got to be having something that you're going for. So I wanted to cover each one of these because I truly believe this. The more I looked at it, because I said, all right, what have I done in my life? And I started thinking of the major milestones. And in every case, these are the steps that I took. So number one, read it out loud. What is it?
Accept where you are.
Accept where you are. We all think, oh, that's very easy. I'll just accept where I am. Well, you know what? As they say, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Most of us walk around totally oblivious to our shortcomings and to our foibles. And when someone points them out to us, we don't go, thank you so much, even though I suggested we try that. We don't tend to do that because it hurts. Because somebody has just shown us through that, there's that Johari window. There's the four panes, and one of them, the panes, is there's that section of our lives that others can see and that we can't. And when someone points it out to you, it can be a little uncomfortable. I was having a conversation actually with some close people close in my life the other day, and somebody made a reference to me, and I was sitting right there, and somebody else agreed, and I thought, wow, I don't want myself to be thought of as that way. You know, I don't. And it stung for a little bit. But then, instead of getting mad at them, which is the easy thing to do, what the heck do you know? Well, you're every bit as blah, 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 blah. Don't trust me, my ego was, it was all, it's like a bull in one of those things ready to be set loose at the rodeo. That's what my ego is, you know? But I said, you know what? They must be right, because other people have alluded to things like that. And so I have to accept that I have this particular, I would call it a character flaw, okay? We all do. And I had to accept it. It's not easy, but we have to accept it. So the first thing you need to do is accept where you are. The second thing is you got to decide where you want to go. Decide. Most people never make up their mind. When this guy said, well, anybody can play in the NBA. No, because most people don't want to play in the NBA. I've seen, you know, I'm not a huge sports fan, but I've been to my share of basketball games. That does not look like my idea of a fun job. Getting people knocking you around all the time and everything. Let me sit at my computer and write or stand in front of people. I'm much happier with that. And I'm not going to dislocate a knee. Everybody has something inside of them, and it doesn't mean you have to or ever are going to be the world's greatest at it. You're just letting the music out of you that you came with. Decide where you want to go. You want a better relationship? What does that look like, feel like, smell like, sound like? You want a better body? As I've shared with you, when I was having so much trouble losing weight, because I used to be 300 pounds, I chewed a picture of my feet standing at scale, on a scale, a digital scale, and put the ideal weight in there. So I would see my feet with the weight I wanted to weigh, which I now weigh. Decide where you want to go, where you want to go. And then number three, get started. Oh, this sounds real easy, doesn't it? Get started. I've noticed another thing is that the bigger the task, the more we find little tasks to fill in to keep us from doing the big task. That's number one. The second thing is, once you begin, that I've also noticed, once you begin to do a big task, you realize it's not a big task. It's not a big task. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. No matter what it is, once you've decided on it, get started. But that's where people get lost. That's where people get confused. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to call the wrong person. And everybody feels that way. I feel that way. Calling somebody with this new software program that I'm using, going, hi, I'm basically stupid. I have no idea what to do. But their job is to deal with stupid people. So now I look at it and go, I get to give them a stupid person to talk to. It's that getting started. We will find anything other than trying it, because when we try it, we're going to screw up at it. We're going to screw up at it over and over and over and over again until we finally get a little bit better at it. We get started. We then get directions along the way. When I posted this, so many women said, I'm so glad a man posted this. When you're moving towards something, you need to get feedback from other people. Are we there yet? Am I getting closer? Am I doing better? And the other thing we need to do is there is, Will Smith said this at the Kids' Choice Awards. He said, the secret to life is running and reading. And I love that. Running, because we all have this angry voice in our heads that's trying to tell us you can't do it. And when you're running, you have to beat that voice with every step. The second thing he says is reading, because there's not a problem you have that someone else hasn't already had and written a book about it. And it's true, because, and that's what I do. I have problems. I'm a professional problem haver. Read my books. And then I write on how I figured it out. That's what I do. You need to be reading and getting directions along the way. One of the things that really changed for me working out was when I decided to actually go up and talk to guys in the gym who were better shaped than me. I thought they would laugh at me or hit me or something, you know? But they were always like, oh, and one guy came up, after I asked him one time, he was my private coach then, boy. He's like, you're doing that wrong. You need to be exhaling. Your foot's in the wrong place. You need this. But it was everything. People want to help, but we need to ask directions. And finally, don't stop. Read that out loud.
Don't stop until you get there.
Until you get there. Do you know that the closer you get, the more likely you are to stop? It's true. Because your ego really starts to kick in and then go, whoa, 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 whoa. He's starting to make a breakout here. We got to do something like this. He might figure out who's actually in control. That's when it starts. Called Upper Limiting. Gay Hendricks wrote a wonderful book on it called The Big Leap. We all do that. Don't stop. I can remember, I was in my 20s, so it's been almost 30 years ago, when I was struggling so hard in sales. I was selling advertising. I was really struggling. And I finally realized, if I don't stop, I'll ultimately win. Because I wanted to quit. I had all the reasons why I should quit. And they were good reasons. I stunk. I was terrible at it. I was really, I was selling Yellow Page, not Yellow Page, but radio advertising. And I was terrible at it. I was absolutely terrible at it. And I had all the reasons I should quit. And finally I said, you know what? If I don't quit, I'll ultimately win. I'll ultimately get better. I'll ultimately see enough clients. I'll ultimately figure out how to help enough people that they'll want to become my clients. I remember having that thought. And 4 months later, I was a top salesman at that station. And I was ready to quit. Most people quit when they're that close. When they're that close. The woman who plays, I don't know if any of you watch Orange is the New Black, the woman who plays Crazy Eyes, had tried for years, Suzanne's Crazy Eyes is her character, for years to get on television, for years. And she finally decided she was going to quit. And she what happened was she went on all these auditions. Nothing happened. She didn't even hear back on half of them. And she said, that's it. I quit. And 45 minutes later, they offered her this role. And she's nominated for an Emmy. You don't know how close you are when you quit. It's amazing. So read these aloud with me and see if they'll apply in your life. Let's read them out loud one more time. Accept where you are. Decide where you want to go. Get started. Get directions along the way. Don't stop until you get there. And it's really just that easy. It's simple. I should have said simple. Because you know what? It isn't easy. It's not easy by far. But it is simple. So think about it. If you want to make a change in your life, acknowledge where you are, acknowledge where you want to go, and just get started today. As we all know, Wayne Dyer made his transition a few weeks ago, and I can remember reading Your Erroneous Zone, so that was when I was really obese. And he said, if you want to get fit, put this book down right now and do one push-up. And I did. I put his book down and did one push-up. And that was the first, and I thought, that's brilliant. So if you want to do something today, something little. But we all want something. And if you don't know what you want, your job is to figure it out. That's your do something. Take somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, we give thanks for the longings of our heart. Because in the longings of our heart, we discover what brings us joy. And through the discovery of our joy, we find our purpose. And through living our purpose, we live eternal joy. Thank you, God, that each and every one of us is here for a divine reason and a divine purpose. And a large part of that is to enjoy life and have a good time. Thank you that we have an opportunity to change ourselves so that we change our lives. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.